Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 585, The G-Spot. No, not that one. Welcome and thank you for tuning in to another episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm really looking forward to having this discussion about G-spots. And you'll be thinking, oh my goodness, this is a parenting podcast. What on earth is she talking about? And you will find out very soon what I am talking about. This is going to be good. And it's something we all can suffer from. And you'll be thinking, G-spot, suffer? No, that doesn't make sense. No, it's going to make sense in a second. But first of all, I want to thank you all for tuning in. It means the world to me that you regularly tune in to get advice and support from me. And as I mentioned at the end of the last show, I am close to or fast approaching 1 million downloads on this show. So I would really appreciate some help in getting me to that 1 million download landmark. I'm not one for numbers and everything, but I have to confess there's something very special about knowing I'm getting close to that 1 million mark. And you guys can help me share it with your friends, pop it on your social media platforms. I always post a poster about each episode in my on my Instagram feed at louiseclark.ypp. because I am your parenting partner. So at louiseclark.ypp, if you're on Instagram, head over there and follow me. You'll get lots of advice and tips and solutions there as well as on this show. So without further ado, I'm going to talk about the G-spot. And what do I mean by that? Yep, I don't mean that one. I mean guilt spot. The G is for guilt. And in the previous episode, I mentioned guilt because I think it is something that many parents find themselves challenged by. And I certainly know that working in my private practice, one-on-one with clients, many mums in particular, not saying it doesn't happen with dads, but mums in particular are very quick to feel guilty about things. And first and foremost, I want to empower you by saying this. You choose as to whether you feel guilty or not. You choose. It's like happiness is an inside job. Guilt is an inside job as well. So we can choose. Do you want to feel guilty or do you want to not feel guilty? So we can do something because guilt is always about an action. We do something. We behave in a certain way. We show up and we say something, and then afterwards we feel guilty about the action. So it's always about something we have done. Whereas shame, on the other hand, is a far more deep-seated and corrosive emotion because shame concerns how we feel about ourselves. Guilt is about what we have done. Shame is about how we feel about ourselves, and guilt can very quickly morph into shame. So remember that guilt's about an action and shame is about yourself, but you have a choice as to whether you feel guilty or not. So let's have a look at what it is that we as parents, I always want to say mums, and I have the dads reach out to me saying, but I'm a dad and I tune in and you always talk about mums. And I do apologise when I do this. It kind of rolls off my tongue because I am a mum. But as parents, what is it that we feel guilty about? And this is a really good question to ask yourself. So if you've got a pen at hand, Write it down. What do I feel guilty about? And I will bet that you feel guilty about the upsetting somebody, or it's almost like guilt is fueled by the idea that someone will be mad, disappointed, or upset by you. And it's something that as parents, we have to learn to be able to let our kids feel disappointed or sad or mad or frustrated with us. And we have to honor ourselves in being able to take the action without feeling the guilt. And you might say, but they make me feel guilty. And I'm going to say, no, nobody else can make you feel guilty. Only you can feel guilty. So if you're feeling guilty about something you haven't done or should have done or have done and know it was a mistake, then there's your opportunity to change. There's your opportunity to do something different. I know that many parents struggle with feeling like they are too permissive, and then they feel guilty because they know they've caved. So what can you do about that? You know, I'm talking about the times where your kid might come and ask you for something. Mom, your 14-year-old might come to you and say, Mom, there's a party on at the weekend. Can I come home at 1 o'clock in the morning? And you'll go, nope. Nope, that's way too late. You're not coming home at 1 o'clock in the morning. You're only 14 years old. No, no, that's it. And they work on you and they work on you and they wear you down and your patience gets frazzled and you're becoming more overwhelmed and you become reactive and you're holding your no. And then they say, Mum, you're the only one that said no. Even Jessica's mum's letting her stay out till one. And you go, okay, just this once, but you know it's just this once, so you cave. And then afterwards, how do you feel? You feel bad because you've caved. You feel guilty because you've caved. See, the guilt is about an action. So no one else can make you feel guilty. It's only you. Your kids can't make you feel guilty. But until you can learn and acquire the skills to stand in your truth and stand in alignment with what you value, guilt will eat you alive. It will have you for dinner because you will always be out of kilter, out of balance, out of alignment with what you know you value. You know that your 14-year-old should not be out till 1 a.m, but you let her. Then you feel guilty for it. Guilty about caving. So when you betray your own needs to please others because you're worried about upsetting them, it's a problem. And this is never more true than with kids and their phones, especially during the pandemic, because we don't want to take their phones away from them for any period of time because A, they tell you they need it for their homework. And if it's not their homework, they need it for their social life. And where would they be without their phones? It's the only connection they have to their friends. Mom, you can't take my phone away from me. I game with Tommy. I can't see him now, so I want to game with him. And we worry about the amount of time they spend on their phones. But we worry about their social lives and their mental health if we take the phones away. And if we take them away, we then feel guilty for having disconnected them from their friends. So we really have to watch these feelings and how we feel. And I think, certainly for myself, when I'm not in a parenting in alignment with what I value, that's a disturbing place to find myself because it's exhausting. I know it's kind of just the undercurrent. It's always there that I'm allowing things to happen that I know shouldn't happen. And then I can go to feeling guilty about it. I don't want this. So I want to ask you, what is it that stops you from holding a limit with your kids? What is it that prevents you from holding the no? So if you're someone who you resonate with the example I used about the 14-year-old girl, daughter, and you say no, 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 yes, what is it about the no that makes you uncomfortable? Look at that deeper. What is your belief? What do you think? What do you fear? And it might be that you fear or you believe that if you say no, your daughter might not love you because you said no, you can't stay out till 1 o'clock in the morning. You fear that she won't like you, that she'll hate you. So your belief is, if I say no, my kids might not love me. So what new belief can you form? Because this belief is going to cause challenges. That if you say no, they might hate you or might not love you. So your new belief could be, saying no has nothing to do with the kids loving me. I can have both. In fact, I believe saying no is more conducive to them loving you because your kids know that they need no's. They do. They will admit in a state of, I don't know what state they're in, but sometimes they admit, yes, you're right, Mum. It's too late for me to go out. I shouldn't be out at that time. But you can have both. You can say no and your kids will love you. I truly believe that. So really look at what your beliefs are and why it is you do what you do, in particular the things that you do that make you feel guilty. What is it? Because I'll bet that it's linked to the idea that your kids will be mad and upset or disappointed if you say no. But in doing that, it's going to fuel your guilt. So it makes you feel uncomfortable. If saying no makes you feel uncomfortable, then you'll cave. And when you cave, you go against what you originally know was right. Then you feel guilty for it. So backtrack all the way to what are those beliefs that are governing you and the way you show up with your kids? Because that's where the secret's going to lie to being able to help yourself manage the guilt a bit better. The other thing I want to finish here with regard to guilt is watch yourself for over-apologizing. I'm not talking about a simple apology. I think sometimes we need to apologize. You know, if we've yelled at our kids or if we've acted in a way that we know is wrong, we need to own it, be accountable, be responsible, role model a good apology, and have no but or because. I'm really sorry I acted like I did. I'm really sorry I said what I did. But if you hadn't done that, no buts, no because. I mean just an apology for this because you are apologizing. No excuse, no justification. Those apologies are good. But are you someone who perhaps over-apologizes? Do you say sorry a lot? You feel guilty for doing something wrong or causing someone more work or saying no. So you apologize. Sorry, I have to say no. No. Why are you sorry for saying no? I'm going to ask you. You're saying no because you know it's the right thing. So why are you saying sorry for doing the right thing? So those sorries are not good. And it's not role modeling a good sorry. Because it's not helping the situation at all. If you're apologizing for doing the right thing, then you really have to question why you are apologizing. So can you replace that with, say you've held a limit and you're saying, no, you can't have your phone in your room, right? So you've said to your kids, you can't have your phones in your room, and you found a phone in the room, so you have to go and take it away. If you say, I'm so sorry you can't have your phone in your room, I'm like, no, you're not. Why are you sorry? You've said they can't have the phone in their room, so why are you sorry about it? You can say and validate the feelings. I can see that you're really frustrated and upset because you can't have your phone in your room. Thank you for understanding that this is the way it has to be. So you can just thank them for being a part of the solution versus saying sorry for the fact you have to take it away. And I mean, sometimes I say, I'm really sorry I have to take it away, but you know it's the right thing. But apologizing just for the sake of apologizing because you are feeling uncomfortable about it is not the right thing to do. So watch yourself if you know you're an over-apologizer. Watch yourself for that. You know, why are you saying sorry? Let's get to the root of that. And stop saying sorry when you don't really mean it. And stand in your truth, be authentic, own whatever it is your action that you're going to do or say, and be there comfortably. So guilt, the G spot, the guilt spot, it is something we have to deal with. And there's times where guilt, you know, creeps into all of our lives. And I want to just also mention a quote by Margaret J. Wheatley on guilt, because she says, guilt turns us inward, creating a cauldron of self-hatred that destroys us. People never act wisely from guilt. The intensity of emotions prevents discernment and the right action. So this tallies nicely with what I'm saying, that if you are guilty about something, it prevents you acting from your wise leader, from your intuition, from your place of knowing, from your wisdom. Guilt, you can't access that place if you are feeling guilty. So it does, I truly believe it does destroy us. It eats us up. Nothing good will come from guilt. So how do we react when we're disappointed in ourselves? Because when we're disappointed, disappointment can very quickly become guilt and shame and self-hatred. And it doesn't need to be. You can choose to either feel guilty or not, to own your mistake. Mistakes are fine. Mistakes are good. We all make mistakes. That's how we grow. It's how we learn. And, you know, we want to role model that to our kids. So there's so many things that can be thought, that we can think about just around the concept of guilt. So what actions, to finish this episode, I want you to think about, what actions do you regularly take that cause you to feel guilty? And what steps can you do to try and turn that on its head? And if you are someone that continually apologizes to your kids, can you change that and turn it into something more positive? Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for understanding that this has to be done. How can you do that? Because I want you to change something as a result of listening to today's episode. What can you change? One simple step, one small step will help you get there. So what's that going to be? I will leave you with that question. But thank you so much for tuning in today. It's always a pleasure to sit and chat. I love talking about this kind of stuff. And as you know, I just chat off the top of my head. And in 585 episodes, I have never edited one of them. They've gone out exactly as I record them. There's no editing, no cutting, no clipping, nothing. They are raw, they're from me, and I refer to certain quotes like I have with Margaret Wheatley today, but I generally just like to chat, and it's amazing what comes to my mind when I think of one word, and today's word was guilt, which I hopefully got you to listen to by making the title of this podcast, The G-Spot. Nope, not that one. something that piqued your interest. So if it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be this show. Please share it with your friends and family, anyone that you know that has challenges, share it with them. Pop it on your social media feeds. Let's help get this podcast up the charts and reach more people to help parents like yourself navigate life in the thick of it with more confidence and less guilt. Thank you for tuning in. Till next time. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.